Texas. We'll find ways.
Okay. Would you say pert or spry or
live? Yes, spry. Mind you, spry. Yes.
What would you say about children that are like that?
Oh, they're active. Real active.
Okay.
And have to burn up all that energy there.
Yeah. Say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
weary.
Okay, yeah. Or a little...
uneasy about it.
Okay. And you say, well, I'm not going upstairs in the dark, I'm...
turn the light on.
Yeah, but because
I'm afraid.
Okay. Now, when you talk about that afraid... sometimes it's sort of a permanent thing. Like you could say, I'm afraid to go upstairs in the dark, and mean that just sort of generally, you know, or it might be something very sudden that something happens, and then just for a short period of time. Would you use the same word, afraid, talking about that?
Yes.
Would you use, have you ever heard anything like scared or,
yes,
or all of a shiver or something?
Scared, yes.
What's the difference, Steve? Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yes. Now, there's a girl that worked with me, and we had some new pockets to put on. Mm-hmm. And she told me Friday, she said, no, you know I'm scared to put these pockets on you. She was afraid that the pockets would be, one would be high and the other one low. Because they hadn't sewed the garment together. And we had to pick up this side and put the pocket on, and then pick up this side.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was scared.
So, do you use that word scary much?
No.
Yourself?
No, I don't.
You just heard other people?
Yes, maybe. Yeah. And my children use it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I don't know, or it's something they saw on the television or something they hear or what, they won't go from one room to the other without the other child go with them. And now that's the ones next to the baby. She'll tell the baby, say, Greg, come go with me in the kitchen. If she wants something out of the kitchen, she won't go leave the den and go to the kitchen and get it. She'll tell her, come go with me. And the baby will get up and say, oh, you just scared of everything. And she'll go right on.
She's not scared of much.
No, she'll go on, get whatever. I'll go with her to get it. I'll tell her, you stay here, I'll go get it for you. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like she's pretty brave.
Yeah, she is.
Do you let your children go to horror movies?
The boys do, but the girls never worry about going to the movie. They don't ever ask. Some, every now and then they'll say they want to go. But when the time comes, they change their mind. My children have never been to the movie.
They never been at all?
Do
you not believe in people going, or?
No, I don't. I used to go to the movie myself. Children, they don't worry about it. Going. The boys go, and they come back sometime telling us about what showed and everything, but the girls, they don't worry about it.
Where would the nearest movie be?
In Laurel.
Yes.
Well,
that'd be a kind of a long drive just to go to a movie.
Well, they do plenty of them out here, drive there. And
see. How do you know?
Hi.
That's my husband.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
hadn't been afraid before.
Okay. Or how do you say that using the expression used to be? She
used to be scared or afraid.
Yeah, but you say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say that person's mighty...
brave.
Or mighty what with his money?
Mighty careful with his money. Or careless.
Okay. And so there's nothing really wrong.